That's actually a sweet idea, is taking that DB20G and making a portable setup out of it, because it's so small, 20 watts, does what it needs to do. That's actually a really good idea. Bring a little mag mount antenna or something. But yeah, I mean, you could, sky's the limit with this stuff. The good thing is now that I've gone through the ringer and tried a ton of different gear, I know exactly what I want this time around, so at least I won't be wasting money in that aspect. Just sucks that I now have to rebuy basically everything I had because I had one rig that just worked. Like that 891 I sold you, that thing, I don't think I ever ran it over 50 watts, and I was able to work Alaska with a hamstick for my truck bed. So it's an awesome rig. You saw that one code activation. I think that's exactly what I want for MCOM, for POTA, for you name it. I don't really care to have a waterfall. I'm not tuning around anymore. It's going to serve a purpose, and that is to be, for one, 100 watts, two, small and packable, and three, you know, it's not a $1,800, $1,500 705 where if I take it out of the field, I'm worried I'm going to break it. So I'm going to definitely end up with one of those.
Yeah, that'll be cool. I will send you some pictures of where I'm at on that, on my bag setup of that DB20G. I think it's going to turn out pretty good. You know, there's a couple people that are making portable bags, and they're super expensive. I just found something on Amazon for $15 that I think is going to work. I have a roll-up J-pole and one of those signal stick mag mounts to run it with, and can just run around town wherever, and it's so far so good. I'm pretty impressed. There's some small details that I got to fix. One thing that I think ultimately I'm going to have to learn how to do, and I've been saying it for probably 20 years, because I always think I can make gear better, is I need to learn how to sew, and then I will be on a war path modifying all my gear. But in the meantime, I think I'm going to outsource that, and I need to sew some Velcro in and make some elastic straps and things like that to fix the radio to the bag. But it's going to be high speed. It'll be awesome.